Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This earnestly contending letter is titled Prepping for the Antichrist. Dr. Tim LaHaye said, two of the signs all pre-trib prophecy scholars most watch for are Israel and global government. COVID-19 is real. Some people get sick from it, and some people die. Wisdom and balance are always appropriate. Older and vulnerable people should be especially cautious. But COVID-19 is consistently media-hyped, sensationalized, and politicized. Spin abounds. There are many contrasting opinions about it, and everyone has an quote-unquote expert to defend their position. This is definitely a place to let every man be fully convinced in his own mind. While there are many things debatable about the coronavirus, it is undeniable that it has become a worldwide phenomenon in a relatively short amount of time. And this worldwide situation has been met with a one world order response. The whole world is fighting this virus together. And with the crisis has come a universal tightening of government controls, supposedly for the sake of the governed. Dr. Gary Hedrick writes, the coordinated worldwide response to the coronavirus pandemic has shown us that much of the apparatus for this end-time global setup is already in place. There are instances where nations who have traditionally been at odds are now working in concert to combat the virus. We know the Bible teaches that in the end times, one man called the Antichrist will eventually rule the entire world. I'm not setting any dates, but the Bible teaches that the coming day of the Lord judgment, which follows on the heels of the rapture of the church, will come unexpectedly as a thief in the night. The church is not told to look for signs, but rather to constantly be looking for the imminent return of Christ, who will deliver us from the wrath to come. Once Christ takes his true church out of the world, then judgment will fall upon the entire world. However, while the coming of Christ for the church is imminent, many believe that we do see certain stage-setting realities in keeping with seeing the day of the Lord approaching. Two of these key stage-setting realities are, one, Israel is once again a nation in the land of promise. And two, the growing momentum of moving towards a more and more uniform one world order. The COVID-19 pandemic has served to demonstrate the interconnectedness of the whole world and how fast the governments of the world can unite to move in a controlling manner if the situation demands it. Given the right set of circumstances, it's not hard to envision the reality of a domineering one-world government coming into place in which people are strongly coerced to abide by, quote-unquote, community standards. It is amazing how even in the United States, where individual freedoms have long been cherished, that seemingly overnight, many are now wanting the socialism of bigger government, not realizing the long-term consequences of such a course. Tom Watson writes, in the United States, 47% of young people now believe that America's future should be driven by socialism over capitalism. Among millennials, 22% support the abolishment of private property. 45% believe higher education should be free. And 70% said they would likely vote for a socialist candidate. This is just the kind of mindset that will one day usher in the Antichrist, who comes with big promises for the good of all. But in reality, he comes to control all to their detriment. Thought: COVID may be the devil's prepping tool, but God is sovereign over all things. I am Pastor Dwight Oswald, earnestly contending, Lord, we thank you so much for who you are, that you are the sovereign God. We are living in the last days. The last days are perilous times, but yet you are sovereign. We see certainly the events of the day are very interesting in terms of moving us closer and closer to a one-world government. And Lord, it would certainly seem that this is certainly a prepping time for that time that will come in the future at some point. So Lord, anyway, we just thank you that we can trust you for such a time as this, and that you are in control. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.